Transcendental Diary, Prabhupada in Hyderabad, page number 250. Prabhupada said, the real business was Ajnardat Karmano Anatra, Lokoyam Karma Bandana. People are giving their money in good faith to Balaji. That money should not be utilized for any other purpose except Ajna. First of all, you have to decide like that. Then we can give you direction. First of all, you have to decide that this money, not a single paisa, should be spent for any other purpose than performing Ajna. Then we can give you the right direction. And if you have planned to utilize this money for any other purpose, that is not Krishna's mission. That is your mission. So, first of all, you have to decide whether you are going to execute Krishna's mission or your mission. Krishna's mission is very clearly defined. It is there. Everything is declared there in Bhagavad Gita. We can do it very nicely. But if you want to do any other mission, then you can do. You are government, you are in power, you can do that. But that will not be pleasing to Krishna. He has got a mission. That is stated. Dharmasya glanir bhavati. So any dharma, so-called dharma, which does not awaken their Krishna consciousness is glani. Krishna does not want that. If you are against the will of Krishna, against the mission of Krishna, if you want to do something, you can do. People are doing so many things. That is also mentioned by Krishna. He had Harikesh read out several verses from Bhagavad Gita about the fate of those who adopt asuric path of opposition to Krishna. He added another relevant point. So, this is my request, that our money, there is nothing. Our money, everything Krishna's. But we are thinking, because we are asuric, just like Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, Ravana. What is Rama? That is asuras. They think like that. That is asuric. But otherwise, Isa Vasham Idam Sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, Yajna is advised. The sooner you hand over Krishna's property to Krishna, you tell Punlavendra. The sooner you hand over Krishna's property to Krishna, it is good for you. Mr. Raju said that they are karma yogis. We start the day with surrendering to God and asking to show us the way. Beyond that, I don't know what our duty. Prabhupada was again single-pointed and focused. He told them that their business was to bring people to the point of satatam kirtayantomam, as we are doing. We are always chanting Hare Krishna. But if you manufacture your own way, that you can do. Yes, Sastra Vidhusrija Vartate Kamakarata Nasasiddhi Avapnoti. That will never be successful. If you have to execute the mission of Krishna, you have to take instructions of Krishna and do it rigidly. Then you will be successful. Krishna's mission is that one must know Krishna and surrender to Him. This is mission. Krishna does not say that karma yoga, one can understand Him. Krishna says, bhaktiya mama vijanati yavanya shashvita tatha. You cannot say we are karma yogis. And yesterday, we were in Pallapadu, Gandhi Ashram. Opposite that Gandhi Ashram, we have a friend, Punla Venkareddy. And Poonla Venkireddy, he has about 20 acres of land just opposite Gandhi Ashram, Tinakini, Gandhi Ashram. And we went there after 5 o'clock. And one man, his name is Satyanarayana Murthy, he's the manager. He greeted us after 5 o'clock. Then he was telling the workers, 2-3 workers were under him, "You complete this, you complete this." And they said, "It's already our time to leave. Our children, they will all be waiting for us at home. We will come next day and do it." So he said, "You always talk about my children, my home, my children, my home. You don't work sincerely." That's what this Satyanarayana Murthy manager told. And then I started talking to him. "Are you paid here?" "Not much. I am paid 6,000 rupees. What about your family?" Then he put a sad face, sorrow face, unhappy face. "I had one daughter, she died." So that means you don't have any more. "Then you are staying here only." Then he showed the guest house. "I and my wife, we stay here only." Then I started preaching to him. "Sir, do you get some pension?" "No, no, I worked for some private company in Hyderabad before moving to this place. And they don't give pension, but they give lump sum, one time. So I could see that he has no purpose in life, no family, and no spiritual life. Then I asked, "Are you a strong follower of Gandhi?" "No, no, I just spend my time here. I don't know exactly what Gandhi wanted to do," he said. I told him, "Sir, you are passing your time. One day you will become more old and you will become bedridden. Either you or your wife, one of you will first die. And then, so you don't have any plan for life. So, you don't have dedication to Gandhi's work, and you don't know what else to do in life. Why don't you come and get to know about Bhagavad Gita?" This is what Prabhupada is saying here. So everybody is doing what they want. Nobody cares for Krishna. People are so ignorant or so proud or so foolish. Ignorant, foolish, proud, and they are taking a big risk. They are taking a very big risk in life. Because no one can become happy here in this world. But you can utilize human life to follow Bhagavad Gita to surrender to Krishna and become happy in life, and then not come back to this world of suffering again. So people, they don't have any plan in life. Just like you work all month, and at the end of the month, they give you some 20,000 rupees or like that. And then I come and grab your 20,000 rupees and enjoy you. How sad you will feel. Because all your life you have accumulated, this is my family, this is my property, and I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay here, but you will be kicked out, you will be thrown out, and whatever you have will be taken away. No? So, this is not living wisely. You should know if you have to die, what happens next. If I have to die, what I have to do with my life? What I have to do with my properties? So, balanced life means while maintaining your body, while living here, you should prepare for carrying out Krishna's instruction. Krishna is asking us, here in this world you go on taking birth and dying, birth and dying. You come back to me, between birth and death, suffering. So we take birth, we suffer and die, again we take birth, we suffer and die. Only a dull fellow, only unintelligent person would like to live like this, suffering. Say, any intelligent man should make a solution to suffering. Death is painful, living is painful, birth is painful, but we don't inquire, why did I come into this world? Like animals. Animals, they don't question, why do I suffer? Animals don't question, why do I have to die? Animals don't question, is there God? They don't question. So people, they don't want to accept God. Even if they accept God, they don't want to accept God's proposals. Because this temporary life of tiny enjoyment, it is everything for people. People don't know that if you can utilize this tiny life and work the way Krishna instructs us, you can have eternal happiness and eternal life. But people don't have faith. It says, Agnyasya Asraddha Danasya. We were reading yesterday in the Bhagavad Gita. Agnyasya, you don't read Bhagavad Gita. Asraddha, no faith. If you read Bhagavad Gita, like Gandhi, you take out your own meanings. And Gandhi was a total failure in life. Because Gandhi, he worked for the country, and in return, what the country people do? They kill him. Gandhi was killed. Maybe some people like Gandhi, but some people don't like Gandhi, otherwise why he was killed? Say, we may like Gandhi as a good person, but because he has not followed Bhagavad Gita. We cannot like Gandhi for everything. We may accept Gandhi as a good person, that's all. But the ideology of Gandhi and the life and purpose of Gandhi, that was not according to Bhagavad Gita. So his mission was finished abruptly. So Krishna told, get out of here. I don't want any more of your mission. Krishna allowed him to do some time. And then what did Krishna say? Go. So neither Gandhi got Krishna in life, neither Gandhi could see his country according to his dreams. This is called mission failure. Mission successful means we should go back to Krishna and we should give Krishna to others. Prabhupada is successful. He went back to God and he asked all his followers, now Mr. Bandha, everybody wind up your things and come with me. So we are all going. So the government is supposed to follow Krishna. Our education should have the vision of Krishna. But people are so ignorant, so foolish and so proud. They think they know better than Krishna, you know, in life. They think they know better than Krishna. So what is happening? Life is getting wasted. Let's say, for example, you have great leaders like Narendra Modi and everybody gives each other Bhagavad Gita. Please, this is our country's great book. Nobody will read it. Everybody, wherever they go, give Bhagavad Gita. Don't care what is inside Bhagavad Gita. Don't care what is the gist of Bhagavad Gita. Because if you know Bhagavad Gita, immediately you will stop saying Muslim, Hindu and all that. Because Bhagavad Gita talks about real knowledge, body and atma. So, we should give education. Similarly, if you know Bhagavad Gita, people should not do sinful activities. People should not do sinful activities. That means Narendra Modi or Chandrababu Naidu, if they understand what is Bhagavad Gita, they should immediately, if I am in power, if I have to continue as Prime Minister, just like in Parikshit Maharaj's rule, he saw somebody trying to kill a cow. Immediately, at the knife point, Parikshit Maharaj said, as long as I am alive, I am the head of the place, as long as I am alive, no one can kill cow in my country. Parikshit Maharaj said, he stopped. Otherwise, suppose you are the head of the country and even in your country, cow killing is going on. In your country, cinema halls are running, and in your country, clubs and brothels are going on, and money is wasted for sports and all frivolous activities. Who will be responsible? Suppose I'm the head of this place, ISKCON Nellore, and somebody is smoking, somebody is taking tea. Then I am responsible. If such things are going on, immediately I should catch him, throw him out, or I should correct him, things like that. Because you are the authority. You are given the authority. This place, you maintain it nicely. So I have the authority. So I can correct people who are staying here, like that. So if you have taken authority of Prime Minister, Chief Minister, but you don't follow Krishna, if you don't follow Krishna, then you are a bogus leader. Say, the master and owner and leader is Krishna for the whole world. And anybody who is trying to rule the world, he should represent Krishna, like representative called. Suppose the Prime Minister, he appoints an ambassador to US or Russia, no? The Prime Minister appoints ambassadors to different countries. And the ambassador to represent the government policy. He cannot. Narendra Modi appoints, say, Priyanka as you be the ambassador of India in Russia, and you talk your own things, immediately you will be called back, resigned. Because you are supposed to reflect the policy of government, that is an ambassador. That's why he's called ambassador of India in Russia. You should represent government of India. You cannot do your own things there. So similarly, anyone who is a prime minister or a king or chief minister or government, anybody, you have to represent Krishna. Otherwise, you will be guilty. And then you will misrule. You may have your own whimsical rules and policies, but owner is Krishna, then you will simply fail. You nonsense. I don't want your policies to be fulfilled. That's what Prabhupada said here. Prabhupada said, Yasyastra vede usrijya vartate kamakarata nasasiddhi avapnati. That will never be successful. The government may like to make people happy, but they will never be successful because he is not representing Krishna. If you want to make people happy, you have to implement Krishna's principles, Krishna's policies. You have to implement Krishna's instructions. That's why devotees, so Prabhupada said that Karma Yoga was third class. It was karma mixed with a little bhakti. Jnana Yoga was also adulteration. Real bhakti is completely free from influence of karma and jnana. The point of pure bhakti was Krishna's mission. So, if you want to go back to Vaikuntha, if you want to go back to Krishna Loka, people have no faith. Say, ISKCON devotees, they are not doing any work of this world. They are trying to practice bhakti, teach others bhakti, and because they have faith. If you remain a devotee all your life, and at the end of your life, you will go back to Krishna. Do you have faith in Krishna? Do you have faith that Krishna stays in spiritual world, Goloka, your faith? Then you don't have to make a heaven here. Because already a great place is already waiting for you. The Golok, where there is no disease, no old age, no death, no scarcity, no overpopulation. Where are you coming from? And when?
Sunday, both Saturday and Sunday.
Where? Where is it? Kalwai, near Kalwai. Far away place. Far away place, more than 80, 90 kilometers. Why only you have to do it only Saturday, Sunday? This Saturday, Sunday.
Because in the temple we are protested.
So that will be like a mixed up. You know? They will be doing some things and we are doing something, nobody can concentrate. Then we have our big program on Sunday evening. Sunday evening, Balram Jayanti. So, lot of 300, 400 people come here. We are abhishekam to Krishna Balram and things. And then there is a lot of cooking. Things like that. So, what did he say? What did Raj Sekhar say?
He said he can come tomorrow.
Yeah, what time is your program?
Afternoon time, 2 to 4.
So, Sunday you cannot come. 2 to 4, if you leave that place at 4 o'clock, our program will be. We have to receive our guests, we have to start our kirtans. You know, we attended Mamidi Puri here there. So that is not a right time to invite because we are devotees, like Pravachan, and mood will be divided. Some kind of practice, because people are interested in that. And more important than that is, in Kali Yuga, chanting God's name is more important than anything else. So everybody should give full concentration to the chanting. Because in Kali Yuga, more than worshipping the deity, that's all our artis, they always follow with kirtan. Those two mantras there. So tomorrow what time? Same time? 2 to 4. When you come, everybody will be with us or there. Or something else going on here, something going on here. Huh? Everybody should sit peacefully and stand with us and take part in the kirtan. So whatever your rituals, whatever other karmakandas, by the time we come, we should all be finished that. When you come, we should stop. And then we should do it. Again. Protocol. If you don't know the protocol, you will not benefit. Suppose Swami is come and then Pujari is doing something, something, and they neglect the Swamis, then that will be an offense. Krishna will not be pleased. Whenever Swami comes, stop everything, attend to them, participate with them, then Krishna will be pleased. Like that. Are you ready to do like that? Otherwise, you go on, whatever that, another day. How many people gather?
Huh?
No, how many people gather there? No, some idea will be there, no? 50 people, 500 people. Okay. This class will go on for another 15 minutes. Okay. Prabhupada said, Karma Yoga was third class. It was karma mixed with a little bhakti. Jnana Yoga was a similar adulteration. The real bhakti was completely free from any influence of karma or jnana. The point of pure bhakti was Krishna's mission. Except Krishna bhakti, everything is glani. What is this glani? Glani means disturbance. Except Krishna bhakti, everything is a disturbance, he told them. So, their business was to awaken that bhakti, and it could be done by hearing from a pure source. Quoting Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, he said this was the formula. If they didn't follow the Shastra Vidhi, then despite a big show, nothing will be successful. Nor would he be interested in helping them. So this is the point. We will not be interested in helping anybody if they are not according to Shastra Vidhi. If you want to do according to the direction of Krishna, our sent person cooperation will be there. We will not touch a single paisa of your money, but we can give you a direction. Spend it like that. And government men, you can see that we are not touching a single paisa of your money, but it is being spent for Krishna's mission. That you can believe. It is the duty of the government men to see that people may not misrepresent. That is the Vedic injunction. Prithu Maharaj was to see that a Brahmin is doing, acting like a Brahmin. Kshatriya is doing like a Kshatriya. So it is the government's duty to see that Balaji's money, Krishna's money, is to the paisa spent for his mission. That is government's duty, that nothing is misused, nothing is misrepresented. So, Krishna has given us the mission. You give up your separate desires. You give up your separate activities. Because we are Krishna's servants, so we should act like Krishna's servants. Krishna has given you this body. Krishna has given you the intelligence. Krishna has given you the opportunity. But instead of doing it for Krishna, you do it for yourself. Then we will be punished for that. We will suffer for that. So that's why the whole world, they have different plans from Krishna. And the result will be they will never be successful, they will not be happy. And instead of going to Vaikuntha, they go to hell. That's why Prabhupada said people are working hard to go to hell. Because they are doing their own things. But we know how to execute the mission of Krishna. Anyone can know because direction is there. It is not a secret thing. It is open secret. But you have to act upon it. That requires training. And so far my experience goes, the whole world will take to Krishna consciousness if they are educated and trained. Unfortunately, he said he was being criticized, not just in parliament, but in the newspapers. But by the Mayavadi sannyasis, the Jagat Gurus, who have never seen what is Jagat, who say that he is ruining Hinduism. The minister was sympathetic and complimented Srila Prabhupada that he was doing a great service by helping country suffering from multiplicity of gods to concentrate just on Krishna. So this is the point. The minister could see people are doing their own whimsical bhakti. Everybody is doing. No? But Prabhupada is saying, you only worship one God, Krishna. So the minister complimented Prabhupada. Everybody is clashing. I am a Sai Baba follower, I am an Ankai Swami follower, I am a this follower, that follower, and they don't know what is right. So Prabhupada is saying, you worship only Krishna. Srila Prabhupada smiled. Krishna is the only God. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. He recalled how the friend of his in Bombay had wanted to spend 10 lakh rupees for preaching Gita, but without Krishna. I cannot make any compromise. My life is going to end. Now I am 81. But so long I shall live, I shall make no compromise. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, Drudha Vrata. That is a fact. Why shall I mislead people? They are searching for God. What is God? Here is God. Why don't you take it? See his activities. Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yasisa. Tally with the formula of God. You see, Krishna is God. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So whatever teeny effort I have got, I shall try to establish temples of Krishna all over the world with my teeny income. I got book sales. Krishna has given me very good money. It is beyond my dream. We are selling books $60,000 a day. And we are known as the topmost publisher of religious philosophical books in the world. Our books are approved by the greatest learned scholars of all universities because they are seeing a new light. No hodgepodge philosophy. He related how in only 1 month Prabhu Vishnu had taken 70 standing orders in Uttar Pradesh. So he calculated the income, 80 books, each at $5, $400 into 70. So I am bringing money from the foreign countries by my selling books. And they are criticizing me that I am CIA. What is the CIA? Huh? Just see the fools. There is nobody giving me protection. The Tirupati CEO laughed, teasing a little. Not the Lord giving protection, Prabhupada chuckled. No, Lord giving. That I am confident. But he remained serious about the situation and said, because they are envious, how Bhaktivedanta Swami is getting so much money. He is paying crores and crores. There must be some American supply of money as they are getting from Russia. But actually I am selling. I am working night, writing these books, and these boys are helping me to sell it. And I am getting enough money to spend it. What is my fault? For Krishna's sake, we have sacrificed everything. Our life and everything. And Krishna is giving us money and we are spending it. And they are criticizing me in the parliament. This is the misfortune. I don't take it as misfortune because asuras are always there. Even during Krishna's time, there were asuras. He said, even if God brothers are accusing him that the American government had given him 2 crores, but he was ultimately unconcerned. He was planning to spend $2 lakh a month in Mayapur. And because he was working on Krishna's behalf, nobody will be able to check it. He will go on. That is Krishna. Prabhupada described how he was rising in the middle of the night to write daily 10 or 20 pages. Was sent to his press in Los Angeles. Then he asked Mahamsa to show the film Brilliant as the Sun, depicting the working of BBT. While the projector was being set up, Prabhupada detailed how he was personally sacrificing everything for his mission. I made the book trust. $60,000 they are selling. So as the author, I could have derived from them at least 10% minimum. $6,000 a day. $6,000 means 60,000 rupees in those days. That could have been my daily income. But I take a little khichdi from them, that's all. It was interesting to watch the visitors as they watched the film. They were stunned at the enormity of what Srila Prabhupada was doing and the sophistication of his book production and distribution. The Marwaris were especially impressed when at one point on the film a huge multi-axled semi-trailer driven by a devotee pulled out of the BBT warehouse, the cab replete with BBT logo and the back loaded with Prabhupada's books. That's quite a contrast to the Tata-made public carriers and goods vehicles that traverse the roads in India. Their eyes widened with amazement to see it, and they nudged each other in appreciation. At the end of the film, Prabhupada explained that by combining American money and Indian culture, he was benefiting the whole world. When I was in India, I published 3 parts of Srimad Bhagavatam with great difficulty. Now, since I have gone there, I am publishing every month a book. So on account of their cooperation, we are able to publish so many books and organize the sale all over the world. But it is true that this culture is very much welcome all over the world. That is happening. That is real execution of mission of Krishna. Not to keep Krishna within the boundaries of certain areas. Aham Bija Pradapita Sarva Yonishu Kaunteya. He is the father of all living entities. They should know it. He touched briefly upon his plans for his farming communities, including the proposed 600-acre project here in Hyderabad. Finally, he concluded the meeting by having Harikesh read out a string of verses from Bhagavad Gita in which Krishna left Arjun to decide what he wanted after Krishna has explained everything to him. And Arjuna declared Yadeshati Tata Kuru, that he was prepared to act just according to Krishna's order. Mr. Raju, the minister, seemed to have grasped Srila Prabhupada's point of not watering things down. But he said, no, we agree to that. There is actually no difference at all than what you are saying. Therefore, there is no compromise. Otherwise, if there are compromises, there will be adjustments and it will lead to dilution. We understand. Full of appreciation, the minister and his companions, they left. It will be interesting to see if all the time and effort Srila Prabhupada expended comes to something. It will certainly be a milestone if the Andhra Pradesh government does cooperate and accept Srila Prabhupada's divinely inspired vision and advice to use tremendous resources of the Balaji temple for propagating Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada did not stop preaching even after their departure. He encouraged Prabhu Vishnu to share some of his experiences preaching to college professors. Prabhu Vishnu said that some professors propagate the false idea that Gopadeva was the true author of Srimad Bhagavatam and not Vyasadeva. Prabhupada had Harikesh read out verse 218. Where Sukadeva Goswami says that he heard the signs from his father. Prabhupada added, the speaker of Bhagavatam, he says that, I learned it from my father. His father is Vyasadeva. And these rascals, professors, they say, Bhopadev, just see, with such nonsense knowledge, they are posted in a big post. He does not know who is the author of Bhagavatam. And here it is distinctly said, I learned it from my father. So his father is Vyasadeva. You take this verse, if anyone says. Prabhu Vishnu mentioned that many archaeology professors say that although they do believe in the historical validity of Mahabharata and Bhagavatam, they officially they have to follow the archaeological techniques for measuring the time. So they have two phases, one for official life, one for personal life, he said. Duplicity, Prabhupada said, yes. But there are some of them that are trying to prove also that Mahabharata was historical. Prabhupada nodded. Mahabharata, that very name suggests history. Bigger India, greater India. Bharat means India. As the discussion went on, Prabhupada was also taking information and giving advice to Mahaswami about the land the Bhadrukas are giving. And then he went straight into a session with a man brought by Vasu Ghosh Prabhu, who could read Oriya. Prabhupada had the man read out Gaur Govind Maharaj's manuscript so that he could check the philosophy. We will stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki.